Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
What an exciting topic I have today. I really do. It's such an exciting topic that it's hard for me to bring myself back to talk to you about this. Because I get so worked up when I think about this. It's just such a natural feeling to get worked up when I talk about this important subject. It's really hard for me to talk about pussies. Because, oh my gosh, I know that when I talk about pussies, that I just get worked up because it's such an important thing in life. I mean, seriously, talking about pussy is an important thing in life. And so today, I'm going to talk to you about pussy. And I hope that you're ready to handle what I'm going to deliver to you, because it may be, you may see life differently than you've ever thought about pussy in the past. Now, yeah, you know, are you prepared? Are you braced? Are you braced for me to talk to you about what I'm about to talk about? But I need you to be really open-minded, because when you were growing up, you were taught to have a narrow focus, and you weren't taught to have, you know, to have a set of eyes that looked at everything. You were taught not to look at everything. You were taught to focus in on what you wanted. Or were you? Not really, but I better get back to the value of the lesson today. I'm here to talk to you about the farmer and the sucking pussy. I mean, the farmer and sucking pussy. I mean, maybe I better stop before it gets too deep here. Maybe what I'm about to deliver is more than you should hear. So if you're young and you think you're going to learn something, you probably will. And maybe you should get your parents, too, to listen in. Because they'll probably gain a lot from what I'm going to talk about. Oh, my gosh, maybe I should reserve this for Sunday. Because it's very valuable, and maybe the religious people need to hear this too. Well, I'm not here on Sunday, so I guess I have to talk about it today. I don't think there's any way for me to escape what I need to share with you today. There's just not a way to escape it. I know I spent nearly 4 minutes leading you on into the story about the farmer and the pussy. So let me get right to it. Well, first off, the value in today's lesson, the value in my radio show today, the lessons that I like to give people, is really about someone, well, the value is about having the freedom to love. And I hear people talking about love, love, love. They want love, love, love. It's like right now, more than the hippie generation, people are loving on everybody. And we're not going to stop people from having sex. In a conversation yesterday evening with a few other ladies, went so far as to talk about a couple that got married at 12. Now, I would have thought that that would be unheard of today, that children would not get married at 12. But this has happened in the lifetime of the lady telling the story. There was a 12-year-old that got married. So, of course, we would know that since there's the power of government over our lives, that before someone can marry this 12-year-old, that they had to get permission not just from the one who would officiate at the wedding of the 12-year-olds. They had to get permission from the officiator and the parents of the 12-year-old before the marriage could happen. Now, why would 12-year-olds be getting married in these modern times? And we, of course, one of those in the conversation said, were they farmers? And so then we talked about that for a moment. I went, well, I guess if they were farmers, it might make some sense, because you would gain, if you were the farmer and you had a son, you would gain another female in the family to tend to the family's needs and tend to your horny little son's desires. I mean, really, why would 12-year-olds get married? People get married so that they can be blessed for having sex instead of put down as tramps, either one of them. And not just the female can be considered a tramp. And if an illegitimate kid comes along, you know, one that's born out of wedlock, it took two people to make it happen. And so both of them could have the finger pointed at them. But sometimes the fat cat runs away after he's had fun. So I'm here to talk to you about sucking pussy and a farmer, and our desire to have the freedom to feel love. You know, there's freedom to be the best lover you can possibly be without the stress you face each day. There's a desire from human beings to mate with another being, and generally we'll pick one who we consider to be superior, one that's got it going, that's hot dog. I mean, whoa, they do something for us. We want them to be we would like them to be prosperous. We would like them to have the same morals that we have. We want them to be of value, and if they're not all that, well, we ladies give up on you. And the farmer's left without. Yet all of us, each of us, we have that nature that plays on us, okay? Because like all living organisms, we have to go forward. We have to live. We have to, that's the focus, okay? Or we're dead. We're dying. So like a disease hits a cell, the cell is going to die, and you might have mutations. You could have all kinds of things. But let's get back to this desire to mate. I don't want to talk about all. I don't want to to get into some medical discussion. I want to talk about how much we want acceptance from another human being and what we will do to get acceptance. Now, I want to go back to the 11-year-old, maybe just 10. Maybe he was 9, and maybe she was 9. And at that time in life, those children were into play. They played with objects. They were learning what their body could do in relationship to the world, what their mind could cause their bodies to do, cartwheels, pushing a swing, making a swing go for yourself. You see, you could swing without someone pushing you if you used your mind and you integrated what you knew you had to do in your mind with your body. We had to integrate, or we were the little wimp that had to have somebody push us on the swing. And so that person became the ruler of your time on the playground, because if they were too busy having fun and they didn't push you, you sat there idly in the seat of a swing waiting for them. It is not a good place to be in life, to be waiting for someone else to deliver the values that you can bring to yourself. And so this couple that got married at 12, well, we discovered that neither one of them, it wasn't about a farmer that needed his son to marry a girl at an early age so they gained another warm body to keep the house warm at night. It wasn't that they were the farmer that got a warm body to take care of the livestock or the produce they were growing or the poppies that they were going to sell to the people. It was just that this couple that allowed their 12-year-old to get married. Now, I don't understand why I just don't get it anyway. Let's not go there. I mean, if at 10, the children were still playing and figuring out what to do with their mind and their body for success on their own, why suddenly at 12 would parents be involved in deciding that a couple could sleep together at the age of 12. Why? It doesn't make any sense, right? And again, then why should another authority on top of that family have anything to do with the performance of those children when they, do they consummate? Do they, whatever they do in the act to bond them to each other for life, you know, as in marriage. They have to do something before they're considered that marriage was solid. So these 12-year-olds get married. They've gone from being keenly aware of who they are, what their minds and bodies can do for themselves, to what they can do for another being and what the other being can do for them, okay? That's what happens. If this equation goes on, but at 12 in America today, are you kidding me? In modern times, we have this kind of situation going on, and not at a farm family where they do need more help because they produce values and it's easier if there's more bodies to produce those values than if you were just the farmer and his wife. You know, the farmer and the Dale song where the farmer took his wife, the cat, the dog, the whatever, you know, because they need to choose more, people to make life easier. I don't know what the dog did. I guess the dog would help. Okay, back to this whole story, because it's really awesome, and you need to know about this. This couple that allowed their little 12-year-olds to get married, you know, I'm not mentioning names and I'm not mentioning states because it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. In America, it takes the power of the parents and the government and possibly clergy to allow the children to get married so they can sleep together. Right? And then they'll have children together if she can have children or he can produce children. And so the children are going to, they're going to get off together. They're going to get off the wagon of living alone. They're going to join a family, because how in the world could 12-year-olds provide a living in a nation where you have to be old enough to get a work permit to earn money legally? And when you are old enough to earn that money legally, then the money you earn will be taken from to provide for the less fortunate. I mean, this whole equation is kind of kooky, to think that 12-year-olds are getting married today. So the story comes down to the family that the child was going to go into, instead of the family that the child was born into, the family that the child was going to go into, the new family with authority over that child, was two parents that were on disability. Okay, now in America we understand that disability means that somebody ruled over something that happened to you and determined that you were no longer of value to yourself and to society, and here's your worth. And you're stuck with that worth that a few in government decide that you're worth for the rest of your life. And it doesn't pay enough to get out of poverty, and it will always require that you get your checks from the people that go to work so that the people that give you the checks have the money to give to you. And it's really a desperate situation. And so the couple that was now going to rule over an innocent child who came into that family needed a way to have more money. And their thinking, which wasn't very integrated, meaning they didn't think past the tip of their nose and see a whole big picture, beyond the tip of your nose. Now go ahead and look down. You can see your nose, right? But beyond your nose is a whole bunch of stuff. Like, you can see all these values that somebody brought to life by being creative and getting it into business. And they had a right to make money, but nobody has a right to take from that picture that they created. Not really. Not really, except they do it to look good, those that take. So this couple took this little innocent child into their life, thinking that they were going to get more money from the people who turn their money over to the government, who dole out the money to the less fortunate. They thought they really had a plan, that they would get more money into their family by, I mean, why didn't they just adopt the child instead of having these children get married? I mean, that's almost perverse, right? I mean, I would think you would think this is perverse in modern times, when people freely go out and have sex with people and they don't think a lot of it until they get diseases, but they do that. And so the farmer didn't have the wherewithal to provide for his own family, and he brought in another person into that family through marriage to go to the government to get more money, but it failed. And so instead, this innocent child is now brought into a family of poverty, left the family of origin, and will be forever married till death do those little children part. And from the age of 12 until the, by the way, we live longer now, and they've even changed the tables for figuring out how to give you a life insurance plan. And they keep raising the age at which we retire. So this little innocent child, now taken into this family of poverty that thought they could use that child to get more money into this disabled family, two disabled adults, because the child of their own wasn't old enough to go to work and earn money according to a small group of people, they now had another mouth to feed. But the son had a mouth to feast upon. and do whatever else he wanted to do with that girl that was, I guess, supposed to be in love with the 12-year-old. The 12-year-olds got married with the power of government and the power of clergy, possibly, and the power of their parents. They vested power into those children to get married. But the plan to do it so that the family that would be taking in that innocent child could get more money because of government and the poverty trap, instead of the freedom that comes with seeing a picture and pulling the picture in and becoming wealthy. Well, all they could do was pull in a little bit more money for their impoverished family while pulling in another person into the poverty. And their plan failed. So, needless to say, everything sucked. There was no way it got better because now you had more people to feed on those limited debit cards or whatever people now have instead of the food stamps they had when I was a little girl, where everybody knew that someone did food stamps. Now we don't know. We don't know what we don't know. We don't even realize how many people are on food stamps in a nation that was headed towards prosperity until the poverty trap came in. And everything began to suck. You see, a farmer has to make money off of whatever it is that is their bread and butter. So they maybe grow wheat. They might grow posies to sell to us so we can give them to our loved ones and to ourselves. Can be made into various foods. They might have a cow that produces milk. And so let's just go there, that everybody has to do something to provide for themselves. Or the person who isn't providing is sucking off of somebody else. And all we wanted to do was have love. We wanted acceptance for the value that we were, because we were becoming of greater value every day when we were little kids. We learned to push the swing if we were too afraid to get in the swing. And we got in the swing and there was no one around to push us, like we might have observed happening on the little swings. We learned to pump. That is, we learned to move our body to make the swing go with us. You know that everyone is capable of swinging? And some people do swing, and some don't. The farmer can't have too many sucking pussies on his farm. And that means that the farmer has to have people in the family that do their share of the chores, the tasks that have to be done to survive. And if they do things properly, the family can prosper instead of just surviving. But you know, for thousands of years, there's been this really small class of people, these what you might call exclusive people, that lied to the people to take from the people. And they did it by claiming poverty. They claimed the poverty was so bad that the people couldn't solve it themselves, and they got people to give up their wages because none of us wanted to see poverty. I could go into a lot of detail about this, and I will soon, but not on this radio show. Not on this radio show. Because what I want your lesson to be today, what I want you to take away today, what I want for you to leave the table with today is that, like a farmer, everyone else has to take what you have and make more of it, or you will just survive instead of thriving. And so when more people learn to take this ability that we possess, the ability to create value for ourselves and to do it in something we'd love to do so that we enjoy life, when we all decide we could do that, this small, exclusive class of people that takes from every paycheck in nations would simply fall away, because we would see the difference between the farmer who fed the cow produced the milk fed the farmer's family and fed others, so that the farmer moved beyond just surviving with the cow, but had enough cows to bring prosperity to his or her life, their entire family life, and provide food for the people in exchange for whatever that person did to earn the money to be able to drink that milk. But then you have the pussy who thinks that they can just drink of that milk without doing anything to get that gallon of milk. I mean, no, not that gallon of milk, probably just a mouthful of milk. Maybe going back for another mouthful. Because there might be the farmer's cat. The cat might control the mouse population. So there might be a little value in the cat sucking from the cow to get milk, nourishment. But if the cat is allowed to suck the cow dry, if the sucking pussy sucks the cow dry, there is no value to the farmer, to society. And I really think that we are living in a time when people evolving at a quicker rate than ever before, when values are created by the people in record time, in seconds instead of hours, days, I mean minutes, hours, days, months, years, this illusion of time that we live in, we are rapidly approaching the time when we will realize we do not need and should not allow the sucking pussy to rule a country. And the sucking pussy is the politicians who would be like the cat that sucks the cow dry. Sure, we want love, and we want the freedom to feel love. We don't want someone watching what we do in our bedrooms, and we don't really want someone taking from our paychecks, nor should they. And they do it through the equation. I mean, they do it through the word love. Love. Love your neighbor as yourself. Take your neighbor's kid for your own and try to get more money out of the government so that others have to pay more money because one more person got put into the country's trap of poverty that is needed by the politicians. You can have more, be more, do more in every aspect of life by stepping forward into your great mind, being able to see past the nose on your face to the whole picture and say, that's right, all these beautiful things in front of me didn't come through government. They came from the value creators who do not suck pussy, but they might. Well, I'm not going to touch on that. They're the everyday people that make the world go round, and they bring joy to us. And you can have a smile on your face. Promote ourselves